Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
So what else is going to make you the most money when it comes time to sell, besides decluttering? Think of it this way. Your home is a showplace, just like it would be if you're walking into a new home development. And you walk in, and what do you see? Well, you see open spaces, right? There's the decluttering, the proper staging of the inside. But you also see walls, the what I call the vertical spaces in the property, are painted clean, and the windows are all kept very fresh and clean. If you invest some money in paint and cleaning windows, big, big change. Big difference in pricing. Floors as well. So I have a home that is in the Burleith area of Georgetown that will be coming on the market sometime in the next, hopefully in the next 4 weeks. It's a row house, townhouse. Actually, it's in really tough condition on the inside. The sellers did do a nice addition off the back of it. There was a fire on the inside. They got some money and did nice work on it. But all in all, it needs paint badly. Floors actually are badly gouged and scratched. And the kitchen counter is shot. For $20,000, we bid out the work for $20,000. It will improve the value of that property by well over $40,000 in return. Think of it. A $20,000 investment for the owner will create $40,000 in return. And this is money that can be made in a very short period of time. And when you have control of the property, your own house, and can put in some money and see a 2-for-1 return on it, why not do it? You've got this opportunity. Take the opportunity if you can. For some, it's better to sell the house as is. We've had properties that have sold around the Beltway that are really more beneficial as a teardown in as-is condition. In fact, if we tried to sell it in the open market, it would sell for less based on the condition than it would to a builder who appreciates the land and the opportunity to pull the house down. That is a different way of selling. If we invest money into the horizontal spaces, those are the floors and the vertical spaces, you will generally see a 2-for-1 return on your investment. Some of my listeners will call and say, hey, I'd love to do that, but I have a lot of antiques in my home. I've got hardwood floors. Do I really need to pull all my stuff out and refinish all the hardwood floors? And the answer is really no. If there is a bad mark in one spot, sometimes you might have a plant that you've placed under a window that faces to the south because in the wintertime it gets good sun. Well, we've all had this problem, including me. I have a gardenia that my mother gave to me that's probably 40 years old now. Well, guess what? I overwatered that plant, and water went through the bottom and over the edges of the plate underneath it. And it went across the floor, and it sat there for a little while. And I got a little bowing in a piece of my hardwood floor because of that. Sometimes it's systemic. You have a problem, and maybe it creates a stain on the floor. Well, all in all, if you have a place that's like that, you can rework small areas of the hardwood floor without having to redo all of the hardwood floor. And that's one thing to consider, and it will be less expensive and, frankly, still have a phenomenal impact on the return. So those are a couple thoughts to have. If you're getting your house ready, do get a copy of the Market Ready Guide. It's our free guide, downloadable at ericstewartgroup.com. For those of you listening who don't have the internet, please do give us a call. We have a toll-free number. We'd love to mail you a hard copy. For some, would prefer that versus reading online. You can reach out to us at 800-900-9104. The Eric Stewart Group is with Long & Foster Realtors, and we've got offices all over the place and agents who are excellent all over Maryland, D.C., and Virginia as a part of our group. So when the time comes to get a market evaluation for your home, if that's now, do give us a call. We'll come out. There's no obligation. We'll walk through your home with you and tell you the things that you should do to get ready, specifically to your house. Plus, we'll tell you how we'll market your property to get it sold and get you the most money. One thing that really burns me up is financial abuse of the elderly. And the Times, the New York Times back in November, there was an article by Elizabeth Olson that I wanted to share with you. And it's, you know, I think we all feel this, right? You know, we feel this incredible tension of anger, the unjust treatment of those who are older by those who see an opportunity to take advantage of them. And it's incredibly selfish, and it's shameful, and really quite horrible. So here is what Elizabeth wrote. It was only after Mariana Cooper, a widow in Seattle, found herself with strained finances that she confessed to her granddaughter that she was afraid she had been bilked out of much of her savings. Over 3 years, Miss Cooper, 86, had written at least a dozen checks totaling more than $217,000 to someone she considered a friend and confidant. but the money was never paid back or used on her behalf, according to court documents. And in early November, the woman took advantage of Ms. Cooper. This lady, her name was Janet Baumel, was convicted on 9 counts of felony theft. Ms. Cooper, who lost her home and now lives in a retirement community, is one of an estimated 5 million older American residents annually who are victimized to some extent by a caregiver, a friend, a family member, a lawyer, or a financial advisor. And let me stop, because that is hard to put my hands around. 5 million older Americans that are estimated to be taken advantage of by a friend, a family member, a caregiver, a lawyer, or a financial advisor. I don't know about you, but I am angry when I read that. I am very upset. I hold fiduciary duty for my clients so highly to avoid any appearance of impropriety. I go out of my way to protect and guide my clients in every decision that they make when it comes to buying or selling a house, including the contractor's estimates that we get. Even though I'm not involved in them doing the work or making money off those contractors, it is my job to look out for you, right? That's what you would expect. And you would expect the agency relationship that comes from somebody that you've hired, a caregiver, a friend, that somebody that you meet. And this is, I think this is what we typically don't think of family members doing this, or lawyers or financial advisors that much. But okay, I'm going to keep reading. I'm going to get off track here. With 10,000 people turning 65 every day for the next decade, a growing pool of retirees are susceptible to such exploitation. As many as 1 in 20 older adults said they were financially mistreated in the recent past. This is according to a study financed by the Justice Department. Well, traditionally, such exploitation, whether by family, friends, or acquaintances, often has been minimized as a private matter and either dismissed with little or no penalty or handled in a civil court. I, you know what? I'm not going to be able to get through the entirety of this article in this show, and I'm sorry I can't. But I will post the entire article on our blog, which we send out. If you want to sign up to receive our blog, go to ericstewartgroup.com, sign up to receive our blog. And we do post good and timely information, such as this article and other information that we chat about on the show. We post about once a week. So it's not going to overwhelm your box, your inbox. It's good information to have. If you want to get a copy, again, go to ericstewartgroup.com and sign up to be a part of our blogs. If you are concerned about being taken advantage of, please go to somebody that you trust. If you don't have somebody that you trust, you can contact us at radio@ericstewartgroup.com. We have 3 or 4 good financial advisors. That's probably a good place to start, somebody who understands money management, and they can give you a no-obligation opinion on what you may be struggling with, either internally within your family or with somebody who's a friend or something else, okay? All right. A couple real quick mentions. We do have a guide called the As Is Guide. If you want to sell your home and not have to do normal preparation, but just sell it as is, walk away from it, I'll teach you how to get top dollar when selling your home as is. If you want a free copy, we'll mail it to you, no charge. Go to ericstewartgroup.com or call us at 800-900-9104. Final thoughts coming up in just a moment. All right, don't go away.